Oh, yes. You're in the right place. Somebody tell me what's going on, Twisted Cupid. Listening to the Twisted Cupid podcast. Every Thursday evening. Every Thursday night on the Twisted Cupid podcast. Yes, yes, yes. This is the Twisted Cupid podcast. Thank you guys for being here. We are starting a little bit late because I had a little bit of techie poo issues. But that happens. You know what I mean? It happens to the best of us. Mm-hmm. With me, as always, my amazing co-host, the one, the only, Amy Liska. How's it going, Amy?
The tech issues are that you don't listen to your wife.
Oh.
Especially when she's pregnant.
Dude, she's pregnant.
That is quite the issue.
Dude, it starts with a P, but it's like a period times a thousand. They get angry. They get angry. If you put a baby in them. Oh, Jesus. Do they? It's like they're yelling at you for two, you know?
I mean, how are you alive?
But I kid. I kid my pregnant wife. I kid the most amazing co-host in the history of podcasts. The one, the only Amy Liska. Other than me not listening to you, how you feeling this week, Amy?
Good.
Good, good, good.
Hi, guys. How
nice
are you?
Nice to be here.
Are you I'm the cool one.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's right. It's that thing inside of her that makes her evil.
No. I'm very cool. What is it?
That's very obvious, by the way.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Listen, I'm very cool.
I agree.
Jake pushes my buttons, and he's wrong.
Fair enough.
Very obvious.
I like to start with an on-air podcast fight where nobody knows what it's about. It didn't start on the podcast. They're just like they're rewinding. They're going, did I miss the beginning of the podcast? Like, why is she so mad at him? Cupid. He seems lovely.
I'm already giving them like.
That's right.
But anyways, you guys are
lovely. I'm Cupid and she's fucking Twisted. What? Oh. Gasoline on a fire. Gasoline on a 7-month pregnant fire.
But besides that, I'm doing good. I still have like a frog horn in my voice. But
frog horn?
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
That's right. Well, I have a leg horn in mine, so we're all good. We're all good. But let me introduce our two awesome guests, man.
Yeah.
First up, he is a returning guest of the podcast.
You almost said retarded.
No.
Yo, that was Freudian. Wow.
We're going to cancel now.
Wow. No, I did. I pronounced it right.
You heard it.
I pronounced it right. I said returning guest of the podcast.
You did it again.
I know. I said returning. Have I been saying it wrong for years? Is that why I keep getting fired from every job I say returning at?
returning.
I used to work in the return section at Amazon, and they hated me. Oh, my God. Especially at the library. They were like, you didn't even whisper it in here. What are you doing?
Oh, that's great.
I worked
it's
in the return section of
return.
The
return. Returning guest, I have returned.
He is the returned guest.
Mentally now that he capable, has returned. Mentally competent.
Yes.
Some would say incredibly
That's right.
Competent. Did okay on his SATs.
That's right.
The record show.
And not only is he hilarious, stand-up comic. He
had a good SAT score.
He had an amazing SAT score. I don't give a damn what them lying colleges he went to said. Fake news, I say.
Yeah.
Fake news. That's right. I will George Santos this man's way into the White House.
I'm
getting him elected. But you have a hilarious show on SiriusXM with the one, the only Lisa Ann.
That's right. The goat of porn.
That's right.
My girl, Lisa Ann.
That's right.
My future wife, my lover.
Does she know this?
No, she doesn't. We're just friends.
I figured you're like my future wife, and she has no idea that
I
stalk her Instagram every night.
But seriously, though, it is a hilarious show, so you guys should look it up on SiriusXM. It's called Better Halves. It's awesome.
Better Halves on
you guys
SiriusXM. Follow the Instagram. You know how it is.
That's right. That's right. Look it up. And
got
also,
the plug in. I'm done. See ya.
Boom. Boom.
Mic drop plug.
Let me introduce our second guest. She is a first-time guest to the podcast. Another hilarious stand-up comic.
Been too long. We've been trying to get you on for a long time.
Free on Thursdays.
Yay.
Yes, queen.
She will one day be a returning guest as well.
Snotted on myself. That's good start.
Mm-hmm. But she is the one, the only Hurricane Hope. Thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, glad to be here.
That's a badass
glad to have
name.
You. Absolutely.
It's Louisiana absolutely. Shit. Hurricane
Hope.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is your first name Hurricane? No. That would be Louisiana.
Yeah.
My name, Hurricane Hope.
No, you put Hurricane right on the birth certificate.
That happened. Pretty much.
I just did that. That's hilarious. What class hurricane are we talking?
That depends on the day.
Really?
Yeah.
On 9/11. What were you on 9/11?
Were you born
She
yet?
Forgot.
Yeah. I was in school. Yeah. My stepdad was a pilot, and I remember, like,
oh, nice.
Is he okay?
Shit.
Oh, my gosh.
Is he okay? Was he?
He's fine.
That would be crazy if her dad was the pilot on that flight.
Oh. Thanks for bringing it up, guys.
I would be like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Joel said Amy has a Demi Moore voice.
Yes.
But honestly, I read it wrong because I was so huffy. I thought it said a demon voice.
What do they say about he's Brett has a gay bitch voice? What the hell? Hey, cut it out. I'm trying my best to have a masculine timbre. Thank you very much.
Are you just raspy from yelling at Jake?
That's right. Oh, well, dude, you should have seen her before the podcast started.
It's been like this for almost 2 weeks now. And
she's been pissed off this whole time.
So, yeah, it's because we got in a huge fight. And I won, but it cost my voice. It's
That's
like
right.
The Little Mermaid. She's like, you know, Ursula was like, you will win this fight, but I need to take your voice.
Right. She got me, but at what cost? She was like the samurai stabbing herself through the stomach to get the guy behind her. You know?
Worth it.
Yeah. That's what she did. It was great.
That is a great reference.
Dude, she took me down Bushido style.
Get wrecked, bitch.
Yes.
Yes, Amy. Yay. Knock his ass down a bit. He's been living too high on the podcast hog.
She got me. I was like, there's no way she's stabbing it all the way through her tum-tum to get me. Oh, my God, she did it.
Predator.
She did it.
Predator,
yeah.
We're both going down.
That's right. That's right.
I'm not going down. We're going down. I love it.
Dude, my favorite character was Jesse the Body Ventura in Predator. He was the man.
What was he in it?
He was the goddamn sexual Tyrannosaurus.
Wait, what, remember he that? Was? I didn't,
yeah, he told them.
I rewatched the movie.
Oh, dude, yeah, he tells them, he calls everybody a homophobic slur for not chewing his smokeless tobacco.
Really?
And he claims that it will turn you into, quote, a goddamn sexual Tyrannosaurus, just like me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was a hell of a product placement for Skull. That's right.
It was great. That's the sex animal I want. Tyrannosaurus.
Yeah, you're right. Those little arms.
It'll turn you into a goddamn sexual Tyrannosaurus. You're gonna thrust all awkwardly, and but you're not gonna be able to do weird things with your hands.
No, imagine.
I need an animal that can choke me. Come on.
Yo, a hurricane.
That's right.
She's operating a class 2. Oh, Bud Light.
That's right. A storm is a brewing. Without further ado, you guys ready to start this podcast to take our first question?
I think I got them beers, but then I didn't get them an opener for the beer.
Oh, it's all right. I got it.
Visually.
Can you get them an opener?
Yes. While you're reading the question, I will get...
you can't do it with your tooth.
Let me just, for the record, if I would have forgot the opener, she would have yelled at me more, and her voice would be worse right now. I know that would have happened. But without further ado, let's take our first question from the Wild Animals on Reddit. If you guys have questions to write in, write them immediately to twistedcubepodcast@gmail.com, or even better, like and subscribe on YouTube and write them into the chat live every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. For right now, we're going to take our first one from the Wild Animals on Reddit.
Yeah. Okay, just a disclaimer. Jake and I are very much in love.
Okay? Yeah, she's all right.
No, I love him to death. All right, so... I try to come up with a theme every week and kind of like add the questions per the theme. And the theme this week is,
what if the first question was from Jake? Why are you so hard on me? Jake, sorry, I interrupted Amy. I'm sorry, guys.
No, the theme this week are laws are such a faux pas. Because laws are such a faux pas.
Faux pas.
Faux pas. Yeah. My dad actually reminded me that faux pas was a noun. Because I wanted to say laws are so faux pas. And he's like, that doesn't make sense. Faux pas is a noun, meaning a mistake.
Right.
So I had to change the wording. Anyways.
Laws are a faux pas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not only didn't I know what faux pas was, I don't know what a noun is. I thought faux pas was some kind of weird cat.
Yeah. I thought faux pas was foie gras.
Yeah.
My dad's an English teacher, so he like corrects me all the time. So.
Right.
It's like foie gras with pigeons.
English teacher too. Yeah.
So basically, I felt like every single question kind of had a lot of like... legality stuff involved with it. That's why. So I kind of just like, you know, I feel like a lot of the answers could just, you know, just talk to the police and there's your answer, you know?
Yes.
But anyways, okay. First question. Co-signed for my ex and now he is dead.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dudes will do anything to get out of paying a bill.
She co-signed for his car. Okay. So I co-signed for my ex's car, but we were getting married and he said he would be able to pay off the car faster if he got a lower interest rate. I saved him probably $100 a month, and no.
She really is nagging this guy for dying. I was just kidding. Holy fuck.
Do we know how he died?
No.
Just curious.
No, we don't.
He said he was going to protest the Trump trial. I didn't know he was going to light himself on fire in front of the courthouse. That's crazy.
No, because I was wondering if I should take this question because that has to do with a dead person.
Nah, it's hilarious.
But
go ahead.
She never really said how he died, so I felt it was fair.
Wait, what? That's even crazier.
I think
she fucking did it.
Probably. Okay. He got a lower interest rate. I saved him probably $100 a month, and no, he never made an extra payments or tried to pay the car off any faster. I wish he had, because then I wouldn't be in this situation. Also, I know now co-signing is a bad idea, so please don't be mean to me about it.
This was her eulogy, word for word, at the funeral, by the way. It's brutal.
All I did was try to help someone who I thought I was going to spend my life with.
Well, you did, kind of. Death gets you apart.
When we split up...
Whoa, dude, I hate this woman.
When we split up, he said he'd pay the
car. She murdered him.
He'd pay the car. But wouldn't take me off the loan. So, he sucks. Everyone I spoke to at the bank...
This is amazing.
Everyone I spoke to at the bank said I had no legal resources, and I had to just hope he paid it. Recourses.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
Thank you.
It was a real faux pas the way you said it.
I had to
learn it.
Hope he paid it, basically, which he did He did pay his bills until he died last month. What? So they broke
fuck
up.
Him.
She never says why they broke up, even though they were supposed to get married. She never mentions that, and she never mentions how he died. But then, this is where the drama is.
Not in the fact that he's dead? No. That's not the drama?
She doesn't care that he died.
Wow.
She just thinks it's an inconvenience now. The car is in his family's possession right now because obviously we split up a while ago. I reached out several times to no avail to finally call again last week and they said they don't want the car and we can discuss selling it when they can find a family member to take it. I asked for the VIN number and the mileage and stuff, and they never gave it to me. Now the payment is a few days past due, and I'm trying to decide my next course of action before they charge me a late fee. Basically, what I want to know is that am I well within my rights to make the payment and take the car, right? Do I just show up at the door and say, give me the car, or do I need to get a lawyer or the police to go with me?
I so hope she calls 911 about this. I want this to be an emergency call. I hope it's broadcast on somewhere. I mean, they save those things. It's public record. I really want to hear her doing it. Like, his dead family's keeping the car. What's he taking it with him? He's not an Egyptian pharaoh. Fuck him.
I just feel like when anyone dies, like a lot of times you just think about all the good things they did for you and didn't think about like the meat of jerk. She does not even care.
No.
She's like, no, he was a jerk. We were supposed to get married. He owes me this money. And now he's dead.
Let me tell Reddit in detail. Like,
I can't catch a break, man.
No,
no wonder he killed himself. I'm just assuming that was how he went.
I don't know, but I mean, I couldn't believe.
I would kill myself if I was this dude.
I mean, and then she's mad at the family for not not like for them not being like more, you know, empathetic right. for her. And I'm like, maybe if you show some empathy for their son,
they just lost
that they
son.
Just lost.
And you're like,
I love that she's like, okay, so the bill's due in a month, and I don't know how this late fee's gonna go.
Bitch has bills, way.
I know it was a tough month for you guys, but it's been like weeks now. I haven't been taken care of, you know.
Just because you die doesn't mean the bill doesn't get there.
The bill doesn't die. Wow. She co-signed putting her name on it.
So doesn't that mean she automatically just gets the car then if she keeps paying it?
I think so. Well, because technically it would his half of the car would go to the estate, right? So it's technically his whoever his next of kin is, it's their half of the car, but they would also be responsible for half of the payment. So in this situation, I believe what happens is if both parties don't agree to that one of them gets the car, they then have to sell it and they split their halves.
That's, I have
because
an idea.
This happens with houses a lot.
I have an idea. May I?
And yeah, absolutely.
And this, I think, is pretty brilliant.
Yeah.
We cut the car in half.
Yes!
King Solomon the car.
We King Solomon the car.
Yeah.
And then get this. This is what they don't get. Whichever one of them is like, don't cut the car in half. That's the owner of the car.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the one
they actually care about it. Do you see the parable?
If this woman was one of the women in the King Solomon story, she would have been like, fuck that. I'm cutting it in half. Just to see the look in this other bitch's eyes. I don't care.
I'm taking the better
half. I'm taking the fun half without that stupid birthmark on it.
What were you going to say, Amy? I cut you off. I interrupted
you. No, I was just talking about legal stuff. I think your thing is 10 times better.
You know? Right,
I was just saying, like, I don't even know because yours was so good. I was just, like, I feel like in a situation like this, any company would just, like, forget about the late fee because it doesn't mean anything to them.
Right.
So when you're dealing with like some sort of like credit card fee, late fee, and
well,
because of a death, I'm sure they would like.
But you can only use a death card so many times.
I've had a couple of credit card. Yeah. No, I've had a couple of credit card bills.
My boyfriend died again.
All I had to say was the magic words. Will you please waive this late fee one time? And they say yes all the time.
I know what you mean.
I don't know why she's so worried about this late fee as if like they're not going to like someone died. They'll give you a little bit of a nudge.
Will they?
I don't know, dude. Banks are known for being dicks.
Listen, yes, but I think she's a bigger dick than the bank will ever be.
She for sure. She's worse than the guy in There Will Be Blood. You know, she's worse than that guy beating people to death with bowling pins going, I drink your milkshake. You know, she would have pissed in the milkshakes, made that dude drink it, and then beat him with the bowling pin.
The payment, and it's a lot of money, but $100 a month is...
Wait, this is only $100 a month?
No,
holy
she saved
shit.
Him about $100 a month.
Oh, gotcha. I was going to say, I was like, yes, it's a lot, but no, it's right. not.
This is taking place in like 1979.
I'm like, that is not the amount that you're like banging on the door. Give me $100.
This is the 20s from 100 years ago. She's a time traveler. Ford just came out with a new horseless carriage, and this guy owes me $100. See, I could have bought 7 houses with that money.
Yeah, I love this story, though.
Joe says she can't spend the rest of her life with him. Maybe she can spend the rest of her life with her car. Yeah, with his car. Yeah. But they broke up before he even died, and who knows why, because she won't say. She cares.
I'll bet it's. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it was her fault. Based off of what we know about her personality, I'm going to say whatever the hell happened was her fault. I don't care if her ex was Harvey Weinstein. I'm siding against the dude.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know what to say about this question. I just feel
or
like.
Against the lady. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I know I can be a mean person, but I hope I never get this mean.
Oh, she's pretty brutal. Yeah, and I mean, I point this out.
Your wife or the woman we're talking about?
This question was written from my wife in the future.
Jake had a moment.
Yeah. She's
pretty brutal.
I just wish she didn't remind me of anybody I know so much.
Oh, no. I mean, kick his ass. Here's what we do. I have a plan. We get him. Do you guys have a car?
For this week, we do. One, yes.
For this week,
uh-huh. This week until yeah, May 2nd, until my parents come back.
Can we draw a contract up and have him sign it to prove his affection and love?
Yeah.
And then, well,
this guy loved her enough to sign a car thing.
Come on.
And then Jake dies in a month. Yeah.
Jake dies in a month.
Mysterious causes.
He just ate some sushi I made for him, and then all of a sudden he got real sick. I don't know what happened.
And now I got this goddamn car note.
Oh, my God. By the way, when you were talking the legal stuff, I was like, all right, this man has watched Judge Mathis.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. This man has watched a few prime daytime That's judge right. law show.
I'm not. Yeah, yeah. I'm not getting whittled out of this a tiny little two-bedroom apartment in Queens, you know, because I didn't do the right paperwork.
No, you've watched your fair share of
That's
law
right.
stuff.
That's right. I'm getting half the cat toys, all of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, but honestly, we've all have exes, right? Has anyone had an ex that's died?
No.
No, and I don't care what anyone says. It's a goddamn lie. It's a goddamn lie. She's missing in Yellowstone.
No. Not yet, no. I haven't. I've never had an ex die.
Not someone that like I actually dated. I've had someone I've slept with.
Oh, well, right.
That
doesn't count. Damn.
But like, not someone that actually.
I'm just saying, like, okay, so you slept with them, and then he died.
Pre or post death?
Didn't you remember like only the good parts of sex?
Mm.
You're like, well, he wasn't that bad.
What'd that dick do?
I mean, he's kind of a douche, I'm not going to lie.
That's a good sign for his dick, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, it was.
Douches oftentimes, in my experience of blowing men, typically lay it down.
He was like a Wall That's Street right. douchebag. That's what I was like.
Coked out?
Well, there you go.
OD'd on coke, yeah.
Wow, shit. There we go.
Oh, shit.
There we
wow.
go.
Wall Street trip.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Well, you know what they say? Fentanyl doesn't just kill the good ones. Sometimes they're real jerks.
Damn. That's what's up. It was very, that's very Jordan Belfort. Did he do coke and did you guys hook up? Did he have coke dick?
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
That's what that is like, a thing. She's like, I can't think of anything good that happened during that sex.
Yeah, the Sinaloa
like,
softy.
We didn't really have sex.
Yeah.
There were some good times.
He's dead. Nah, you can tell us the full story.
Yeah,
you know this.
I'm not going to get a Ouija board and tell on you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I feel weird talking about it because he's dead.
Okay.
I don't know. It's weird talking shit about someone that's
dead. No, I agree.
Isn't it weird talking shit about someone who's dead?
Yeah.
Isn't it weird talking shit about... And that guy died how long ago?
It's a couple of, like, 3-4 years ago.
Yeah,
so much more than 1 month.
And then you put it on the internet.
Yeah, I know her name's Hurricane. She's not as heartless as the lady in the question. She's not as heartless as the lady in the question.
A month ago.
But I love that she calls the parents not to give her condolences, but she's like, let's talk about bin numbers.
Let's talk numbers.
Bin number. The most human minutiae thing imaginable is a VIN number.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That is insane.
But it's 1 month post breakup though is definitely when you're feeling your most, you know, fuck him. I hope absolutely.
I really want to know how he died.
Do you think she got dumped? Now I feel like I want to know how the breakup happened more than how he died.
Yeah, I think she got dumped.
She did. And I point this out at least once a podcast.
Yeah.
When in doubt, particularly because of lack of details that seem important. I always err against the person writing the questions for two reasons. A, this is Reddit and their animals. B, this is a source by, for, and about them. This is their personal Fox News, MSNBC, yes. North Korean state-run news if they happen to inherit the whole country. So when they conveniently leave out little things like, why'd we break up? How'd he die? Those are huge details.
Those are big details.
It's not like this is a three-sentence story. This was 7 paragraphs, and she did not feel the need to mention this.
There actually had to be a second techno song.
Yeah.
If you notice, it ended, and then it was like...
There was a whole techno track, and she did not feel the need to mention this. Within a whole song. Within 3 choruses and 3 refrains, she did not mention once why the hell this guy... passed away or they broke up.
It is really funny hearing like a pretty tragic story and you just hear
He's dead.
splash of a cymbal.
VIN number.
I'm in mourning.
She did say
that she was in love with him and they were supposed to get married. That she did add that.
Right.
I mean,
this could be a great one.
Look, you know what? I think this guy's better off dead than marrying her. I would rather eat the bullet than marry this lady. That's insane.
This could be a rom-com, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The rom-com of the ghost of him coming back and saying, hey, can you leave my family alone?
Yeah. It turns out he's in purgatory right now, and his punishment is having to date her again. And so he just comes back. And
that's a different guy, though.
It's
like down to earth.
I would love for her to go down to the police station to try and get the police on her side, and they'll be like, could you, like, maybe give it 6 more months and maybe we might come down?
And the cops are sitting there in the interrogation. No, seriously, tell us how he died. No, this is our job. No, this part is really our job.
We need these details.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We don't deal with car bills and late payments. What we do deal in is deaths without a whole lot of information. That's what we want to know about.
So do we give her advice?
You know, maybe grow a heart a little bit.
Yeah,
go see the wizard to make sure you have a heart. I don't know.
Yeah, figure out whatever Ebenezer Scrooge did to get the three ghosts to make him a better person. Because you are going to need those three ghosts. And one of the ghosts should be this guy. You know what I mean? Like, he could be the ghost of Christmas past or car payment past,
he's,
I guess.
He's Jacob Marley. I mean, I know Christmas Carol very well. So Jacob Marley's the first ghost, which warns him about
I really thought he was going to be an obscure son of Bob Marley.
All she has to do is I mean, fill out paperwork about someone passing away, blah, 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 blah. The car will get repossessed or whatever. It's not the end of the world. This has happened before, you know? So she needs to take a fucking chill pill, and grow a heart.
Mm-hmm. Just don't take whatever pills he took, you know?
Yeah.
Hope, what's your...
Well, so actually, I my granddad co-signed on a car with me, and he died. Uh-huh. And then my step-grandma, that bitch...
Is this your step-grandma?
I have no idea where that bitch is. I think she murdered my granddad, low-key. not even lying. But, all the money, all the car payments that I had done, she ended up... But since he was, like, the main co-signer, she, like, repossessed the car and everything. So all the money I'd put into owning that car, like...
Wow.
Because,
Were you on time with your payments, though?
Yeah. But just the fact that he was the main co-signer and all of his shit went to her, she decided that she owned it and I didn't.
Hope is full of gold nuggets.
Yeah, wow.
Damn.
If this isn't your step-grandma, this is like that lady's granddaughter or something. Yeah. This is almost identical stories.
Damn. I love it. And well, your grandma knew what to do, unlike right to Reddit. She was just like, bitch, it's my car.
She had like three dead husbands. And we're like, yo, like, pretty sure she killed granddad.
Yeah. She's a black widow.
That was her, a black widow?
Yeah. Black widow. That's a lady that kills the dudes for the money. You know what I mean? The inheritance. Okay. The black widow.
I was like, why are you going to bring race into it? I was like, whoa, dude. I was like, whoa. I know I said retarded, but I'll go there, but not there.
Well, my grandmother always said there's certain women you just don't date. Otherwise, they get their fangs in you. That's what, you know, she was old school like that.
Damn, I'm sorry to hear that. That does suck.
Yeah.
It does suck.
Yeah. Did you want to kill this broad?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not into murder so much. Right. I'm more of a hippie.
I feel like this question definitely brought up a lot of memories and a lot of feelings.
Yeah, she's co-signing on cars. But I mean, then I moved to New York and I don't need a car, so.
Yeah, like a non-vet playing with firecrackers. She's got that 1,000-yard stare now that we're talking about black widows. Again, not a racial thing. I will call them widows of color, though, if that's a new thing we got to do now. It's a woman that kills a guy for the inheritance.
Yeah, but it's weird because off mic, Jake will say colored widows.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, woo, Jake, come on. It's the 60s, bud. It's the 60s. Oh,
my God. I mean, their husbands die for all kinds of reasons that's their fault. I mean, come on. Jeez, what are we doing?
That's fascinating.
That's right.
So that's insane. You've had experience directly with... Yeah, I mean, and we're just making you like, all right, talk about having something you invested in stolen by your step-grandma. All right, talk about that guy you had sex with his dick that's dead now. Come on, Hova, come on.
What's next?
Every question on this podcast is sort of like Hope's sort of like Slumdog Millionaire thing.
Yeah. Only tragic
it's
not.
It's a game show where she wins no money. it's kind
of
rough.
Story of my life.
Yep, yep.
Just reference Hope.
What a legendary movie that was.
Right. It was very good.
I'm ready for the next question.
Yes, me too.
We crushed that.
Hope, sorry you won 0 rupees. Wait. Last question. Let's take our next question from the wild animals on Reddit. Hopefully it does not bring any traumatic memories back from our 20s and childhoods. For right now, we're going to take our next one from the wild animals on Reddit. You guys, give us your comments. Give us your questions right there in the chat.
The next question, I'm not reading the question. I'm reading the edit to the question.
Ooh, okay.
So what happened in the first part was he was actually thinking that his wife was cheating. I can't.
You fucking know.
I can't
read that. The song goes too hard. All right. Yeah. I won't head nod out of respect to you, but this song goes hard.
It does.
I see that.
But I will respect.
It's a good cheating song, I feel like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. So what happened was his wife of like 10 years, they have two kids. He was like, I know she's cheating on me. Uh-huh. She went out with this dude, got all ready for him, won't tell me any details about this dude, put on lacy underwear, all this stuff.
Yeah, she did.
So, she's been really mean to him. They haven't had sex in 2 months. Like, their sex life all of a sudden just, like, stopped. And, you know, this is when the guy kind of came back into the picture. So, she's like, I don't know what to do. Every single time I try to talk to her, be nice, she just like jumps down my throat. So this is the edit, and this is where I feel like the law could be on his side.
Right after some dude jumped down hers. What?
Okay. My wife wants a different type of marriage. That's the name of
Open.
It. Okay. She admitted that she had been talking to this guy for a while and had intended to have a sexual encounter, but found him to be so lacking, she decided not to. Apparently, he had emotions and wanted a relationship, so she talked with him, bought some of his art, and left. I guess he was an artist. I don't know.
Emotions, gross.
Art, even worse.
Yeah.
She is still going to hang out with him, and she isn't interested in him anymore, apparently. I asked if she wanted an open relationship. She said yes. I asked if we would ever have sex again, and she said probably not. She said she just doesn't want to be in a relationship with anyone or have any sex with anyone anymore. But if she does decide to, she doesn't want to feel caged, especially after her most recent disappointment. But she wants to keep our family together. I don't know if she means her most recent disappointment as
dude, this
him
is wild.
Or the guy that she was seeing.
I think the guy she was seeing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I have a permanent hall pass, and I don't ever have to explain where I was or who I am with. She said that is only fair, and I agree, and she wants the same. I can't force her to stay married or monogamous, and I don't want a divorce, so we are roommates now with a legally binding lifetime contract and joint finances, and apparently I am now in an open relationship. A very sad day for me, but maybe not the worst outcome. I assume a lot of people will say she was lying, but it sounded honest, and for the first time in months, she wasn't mad at me. She was being direct, and whether she cheated or not wouldn't change anything because she had intended to and emotionally cheated, so the trust is gone either way. So I was right, sort of, and now my marriage is over, sort of, and that's just how life goes, I guess. I will need some time to process this.
Dude, I don't think he's in an open relationship. He's not in a relationship at all. Like, what's he talking about?
No,
it's over.
Like, they want to stay together for the kids, but, like, she wants an open relationship. He doesn't really want one, but he's accepting it because...
what choice does he have?
Yeah, because he wants to stay together for the
kids.
I'll
tell you what choice he has. tell her to get the fuck out.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Get a freaking lawyer and take her for whatever she's worth. Get, you know, she broke the marriage up and then...
Mm-hmm. Or he can kill himself, leave her with a car bill.
Boom. Yes. Boom. Co-sign on a bunch of stuff and then commit seppuku. Just right there on top of the... As the ink is drying, you make it wet again. Just
these bills are yours.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Damn.
No, I feel bad because it's like you get married... Like, thinking you're on the same page, and when you guys just don't grow together, like, that's a big left turn, you know?
Yeah.
To be like, okay, I want a monogamous relationship. That's how I want to live my life. And then someone's like, nope, don't want it anymore, sorry. But I'll stay married. Like, that's... Right. I'd be like, bitch, we're not going to have joint bank accounts at least. Like, come on.
And they have a kid, so it's not... As exciting.
Kids come late every day.
You can't just be like, all right, emotional. I'll go to the bar. It's like, no.
They have two kids.
Oh, my God. You gotta, even worse.
Yeah. I mean, why are you going to, if you have two kids, you got a partner who likes you. I don't know why it's like, well, I got to go fuck somebody else. It's like, what do you, just don't. Just wait till the kids roll.
It doesn't seem like he wants to fuck somebody else.
I know.
Well, no, I'm talking about her, you know? So I'm like, dude, you're totally... You're not the one in the wrong here unless, like I said, they will leave out details. Now, I'm not seeing any glaring holes in the detail.
No.
You know, whereas, like, the last one, it's like, okay, well, there's clearly details missing. I'm just saying he could have done some horrible thing that we don't know about that he's not. But barring that, yeah, it doesn't seem like he really did anything wrong. Here's what I think. This is my little Alex Jones kind of conspiracy side of my brain talking here. I think
Earth is flat.
Yeah, it is, dude. And
Alex Jones agreed the Earth was round, right?
No, yeah, he thought the Earth is round. That is how I know that the flat Earth thing is the dumbest conspiracy. It's because I listened to a 5-hour episode of Rogan with Alex Jones. And all the crazy shit he was talking about, there being colonies on Mars where the government was sending people. He was talking about how aliens were communicating telepathically with the Pentagon from general smoking DMT every day. And they asked him, hey, what do you think about the whole flat Earth conspiracy? And he was like, that shit is ridiculous, Joe. That shit is ridiculous. I will not let it sully the name of Infowars.com. Let's stop talking this ridiculous conspiracy shit and keep talking aliens.
Sorry, I distracted us by mentioning flat Earth.
I love flat Earth.
Real theory.
Oh, yeah.
This is my theory.
I think this is the dude. I think he wrote this. He was with the lady from The Last Question, and I think he wrote this right before he offed himself.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, Joel said the same thing. This guy is too concerned about her cheating. What if he co-signs for the other guy?
Boom. There we go.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah, yeah. We're all on the same page. Yes. We're all on the same page.
I think this guy should learn the other guy's signature and commit identity fraud.
Yeah. I think he should just go to a bar and try and bang someone.
Yeah. How's that? Yeah, bang it if she's going to do it, you should do it.
Listen, you got to, you know, if she's going to do it, you got to embrace it.
Yeah.
He obviously loves his kids, and he put in a very beautifully sad way, which
he did.
Lifetime roommates with a binding contract.
Oh,
I was like, yeah, that
he put it in the words, man.
Like that.
There's no Hallmark cards for that.
Also, I feel like
for good reason.
You know, there's no.
I've talked to friends like this where, in a weird way, like they kind of put themselves in a pickle. It's like, in a weird way, they date someone wants an open relationship. But they're only agreeing to it because they don't want to let that person go. Yeah. And I'm like, with whatever relationship you're with, you honestly have to be very honest with yourself with what you want. If you want to date lots of other people, you have to be open about that. And then you'll find someone that's into that, and they're going to be fine. If you want monogamy, you have to be very clear about that. Because then I see them trying to fight for hoping that other person will be like, well, maybe they'll be monogamous with me after so much and I can prove myself. And that never works. That never, ever works. And now she's calling the shots, and I have a feeling he wants monogamy. So the best bet for him is, like, get a divorce, find that woman that's going to fall in love with, and there's tons of them out there. You're going to be a great dad. That's just...
I'll tell you who caught a stray in this story. The guy she initially was, like, trying to get with that wasn't the husband.
Yeah.
Because she goes...
The disappointment.
And he was severely lacking. And I'm like, wow. Coke dick. Oh, shit.
He had coke dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm like, damn, poor guy. Yeah, that guy caught it. He's reading the Reddit thread. I'm like, what the fuck?
One thing I need to point out that's very important.
But I told her this hardly ever happens.
The woman in this question, the wife, is actually the breadwinner, and he's been the stay-at-home dad this entire time.
Oh, dude.
So maybe he feels like, what's it called? Trapped or something.
He's got to start selling blow or something. You know, I know a good customer. Doing the guy who's been trying to fuck
to
his
get
wife.
A job. decisions.
Damn. I mean, he's got it. Yeah, he should find somebody else. But first, he should go hook up with one or two women just at the bar again. They don't have to be the love of your life. You don't even have to be attracted to them. This is a spite fuck, my friend. This isn't for enjoyment. This is out of pure rage.
Why would sex be for enjoyment, please?
Yeah, well, hopefully it is, but I'm just saying that's not what this is about.
It's to procreate. No, that's to procreate. Right.
Yeah. Procreate with it, too. Have spite children. Raise a spite family.
Fun. This is a spite baby.
Yeah. My son's name is Revenge.
I loved what you said about the Hallmark cards. You are right. There really is no open marriage Hallmark cards.
Yeah.
Open this up. Just like our marriage. and it's got like the heart and like all the fancy nice font.
Yeah. Yeah. Hallmark doesn't give a shit about people in polyamorous marriages.
No, they don't.
There's no
fantastic
Hallmark
business idea, by the way. I'm gonna start making these cards. But
50%.
You got it.
The handshake. Is this recorded? Yep. Is it recorded? Is
Boom.
It recorded?
Is yes, it
recorded?
It is. It
so
is.
I used
on YouTube.
I'm a huge reality star junkie. And I used to watch Sister Wives or whatever. I forget. But basically, I felt bad for her. She was like the fourth wife of the same guy. And she tried to open up this jewelry thing called like Sister Wives Closet. And she sold jewelry. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people wouldn't buy it because they didn't support open marriages or like sharing marriages. And I felt bad. I was like, it's good jewelry. Yeah.
Polygamy.
Yeah, polygamy. I don't know. I get everything.
There's definitely a difference. Big difference there. Yeah,
what if this necklace turns me into a polygamist?
Yeah.
That's
a
weird thing.
I don't believe in open marriage, but come on. I do believe in polygamy.
Yeah, I'm old school like that. I'm old school. Mitt Romney. School. Yeah, I take my cues from Mitt Romney. All right.
You want to have 3 to 4 wives. You want to have a depth chart, and you have power rankings on the wall.
That's right. There's only one kind of poly I support, and it's the kind that the Romney family does.
Poly what?
That's right. There's only one kind of poly I support. Ah, never mind. It was a dumb joke. It was poly? A ridiculous rip.
Yeah, listen, the Romneys
polyamorous, polygamy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was gonna say, you know, careful. The Romneys are close family friends.
So. Oh, yeah.
Are they really? No.
I know I look like it might be true. I got young Republican face.
Yeah.
Young Republican face.
My mom was Mitt Romney's fourth wife. And if you thought this lady had trouble selling jewelry, wait till you talk to my mom about her Etsy. Nothing.
No, open marriage, that's a huge bummer for this fella, especially when you didn't want it.
Yeah.
And then you get it tossed at you partway through your marriage. You got a kid, and you're like,
two kids.
That's tough. Yeah. That's tough. It's tough. Two kids. Yeah. Two kids, man.
And
that's a rough one.
They're not
one. That's
close
a rough
to
one.
Graduating. They're like at the ages where it's like, oh, this sucks.
You know what I would do to make her jealous?
Yeah.
I would remove a rib, suck my own dick.
Yeah.
Marilyn Manson salad.
Who needs you anyway?
She walks in and you got a fresh surgical scar with the staples in. And you're just down there going, you did this to me.
You're what's really lacking me.
The thing that shocks me is that he said that like they had a pretty okay sex life, like healthy sex life. Jeez. And then he said it just completely stopped 2 months ago.
Yeah, she's not into him anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like that's such a short time for her to be like, we're not having sex anymore.
Right.
It is.
It wasn't like, so I feel bad. I don't know what she went through that all of a sudden she just went, I know she's 43, maybe, and he's 40, so maybe...
Bang one out with a hooker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever honestly, thought about taking your wife's hard-earned money and spending it on a hooker?
Well, that's what you should do.
What's that feel like?
I'll tell you after this podcast.
All of her money, because he's the stay-at-home dad, all of the joint a bank account on, like, the bitches, the new whores, and just, like, trying to wind it down. It was like, hey, having a hall pass is expensive. You wanted this. I'm the guy. Yeah. I have to be like treating these girls.
Oh, right. Dude. He better get all of this on tape, because if there's one thing I know about divorce court, it's that it's tough to show up as a dad in sweatpants going, yeah, I stay at home. And can I have half the stuff? Can I have?
You're absolutely right.
It's a tough one, man. That's a tough one. He's got the Peg Bundy leopard pants in court, and they're just giving him no respect whatsoever. No,
and it's none. A shame.
Yeah.
It's a damn shame.
Yeah, that's right. Where's this guy's glass ceiling, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got to break it.
Right. Men are kind of, this episode, men are kind of taking in the shorts on this episode.
Yeah, I'm going to be a men's rights activist by the end of this episode.
He can obviously prove.
That's right.
He can obviously prove that, like, she cheated and she
infidelity.
She
wanted,
yeah. So is the law's going to go in his favor, right?
If he can prove it, that's what I'm saying. He's got to get this on tape. He's got to,
you
know,
prove someone cheated.
I mean, yeah, you got to get
it. Well,
on
he already
tape.
Made
you
a Reddit get... post, so that's the first that's step. Right.
Your Honor, my client put it on Reddit.
He was awarded gold by three Redditors.
Look how many upvotes it got, Your Honor. They wouldn't upvote a lie.
Oh my gosh! Man. I don't know.
What is this, 4chan? Come on now.
That's got to be tough, especially you're a stay-at-home dad, so it's like you took yourself out of the working world.
Ooh, that's a tough one. He's got to start a stay-at-home dad OnlyFans. You know?
Could you imagine like him wanting to marry a new woman, but like, but I got such a good thing going with this lady paying all my bills.
He's at the bar trying to meet new women, talking about, hey, how much do you like going to work every day? You like pancakes? I make good pancakes.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I don't have any advice for this guy except I feel like he's heartbroken, so I feel bad about that. But
right.
You know, besides that, I mean, things will get better. He'll work it out.
Divorce is so common now too. Like with kids, especially when they're young, it's like if you're gonna be miserable, might as well just break up, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the one thing I don't support. It's like if they're both miserable and they're living together, I just hope they're not spreading that in the household. Like,
there's no way to not do it. That's a good goddamn point. That's going to rub off on the kids.
Yeah, I feel like kids are more happier when it's like, all right, just, I don't know, keep it outside of the house. And
when they are not hearing their parents scream at each other.
Yeah.
Literally, she said, he goes, are we ever going to have sex again? And she said, probably not.
Yeah,
that's
not just
rough,
like,
man.
Hey, are we gonna have sex this week? That just
the
ever
probably
again?
Not is rough.
Yeah.
So he had the Lloyd Christmas response, which so you're saying there's a chance. Gotta rewatch that movie.
Oh yeah, dude.
I don't
great.
Know. I think
it still holds up, man.
You know
I rewatched
those commercials where it's like it gets better commercials. Like it's just a bunch of people just saying it gets better. Just I need a bunch of like divorced people like it gets better.
Yeah,
it gets better.
Jesus
it
Christ,
gets better.
Right. That's rough.
Yeah. Instead of bullied teens.
I know.
Yeah.
Just badgered and beleaguered.
Yeah, this is men. This is rough. I sort of feel like if this guy sat down and told his sad sack story to a nom vet missing three of his four limbs, the guy would be like, dude, I would not trade places with you. This
Listen,
is fucking rough.
He already wrote on Reddit. He already has like his DMs full right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's true.
Like any guy that's sad, all these girls are like, oh, but my pussy is so wet right now.
Who is daddy?
He's fine. He'll be fine. Feel bad for the kids now.
There's women that like a dad bod, but not a stay-at-home dad bod. Come on now.
All right, I'm ready for the next
one. All right, next question on the Twisted Cupid Podcast. If you guys got questions to write in, write them to twistedcupidpodcast@gmail.com, or even better, write them right there in the chat. Give us your comments. Give us your questions live every single Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Let's take another one from the wild animals. Order it.
All right, last question. I threw away my husband's collection, and now he won't speak to me. What?
Collection of what?
Yeah. Good. No, you don't do that. I don't even know what it is. You just don't do that.
Whatever. Whatever.
You just don't.
He's
do
collecting.
That.
She can fuck off.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck her.
I don't care if he's collecting STDs. That's what he likes.
Okay. My husband considers himself an art connoisseur.
Right.
When he's not, he filled his.
Damn.
She shows
tell me
up
how
with
you
a,
really feel
with a beret and a cigarette with a filter going, that thing fucking blows. You wasted money on this.
Totally subjective to just go, he's not. I love it.
This lady's wrong. Awesome. He's very wrong. Okay.
Dude, I hope that this lady and the lady from the first question who hates her boyfriend for dying, I hope they Thelma and Louisa together and just get a convertible and just go around wrecking dudes' lives.
Yes.
Ruining their collections, killing them, and driving off a cliff.
He filled his home office and the hallway with his collection, which he inherited from his grandfather. The
wait, point, no, come
what
on
collection
now.
Collection of what?
So it's not his taste, it's his granddad's taste.
The point is that his grandfather got scammed, and most of the paintings, silhouettes, and artifacts, fake guns, books, ships, models are fake and or reproductions.
Are fake and gay.
Very few real pieces. My husband knows, but he liked it as a kid, and so he kept it, adding stuff over the years. He always bought fakes or repos too, saying he likes how they look and he won't bankrupt us like that. To be honest, I couldn't stand the assortment of random knickknacks, especially because they aren't worth a thing. His hallway and office looked like a kid's idea of a museum. He was away on a trip 2 weeks ago, and I seized the occasion to put all the stuff in storage and give him a resting style. Give him a restyling to his office. Also, in the edits, she admits that she sold some of the stuff.
Well, wait a minute, though. Yo, I was on her side. If it's
I think I saw this episode of Pawn Stars.
If it's but that worthless, how'd she sell it? Like, what do you, I don't you can't sell worthless
gave,
shit
she gave
like
some
that.
Of the stuff away.
No, this okay. is... Okay. Keep but going. She, I'm so
wait. But she did go and get it back, okay? So
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, in this question, she's not telling the full truth because she then told on herself in the edit. Okay.
That was then, my grandfather's scam that he fell for.
She put all the stuff in storage and gave him a restyling to his office. I figured he'd get upset, but eventually accept it. When he came back, he got silent. I reassured him I didn't throw any of the knickknacks, just put them in storage.
The knickknacks.
And that,
not the pieces. Not and, the...
go ahead. And that I liked his room much better now. And his grandmother should have done the same thing for his grandfather.
This guy can't.
Your grandmother was an abused woman. It was a different time.
This guy can't have anything, man.
He said...
This episode should be called Fellas Can't Catch a Break.
He said that the rest of the house already is in my style, and he has accepted it, but the office and hallway were his space. I reassured him he will like
reasonable.
It better
office
with time.
And hallway?
Yeah, so he has a hallway and an office to himself, and that's the only thing he ever decorated. And she has the whole house to herself.
I'm way on this guy's side now.
But
she wants that hallway though. She's
like, but, and like he that. Would like it better as time went by. But a week has passed and he looks depressed. He stopped sending me.
Yeah, because he had one. Corner.
He's so sad.
He had one me corner, yeah. And no matter what it is, just let him have a me corner filled with G.I. Joe dolls,
goddamn knickknacks,
Funko Pops, fine art. What? Just
oh, that's G.I. Jim. That's a different thing. He's the Kmart of G.I. Joe.
Can't he just have one corner?
He can't have his office with his grandfather's painting.
It's so framed with no empathy for him. I gave him a restyling. He didn't want a restyling.
It made him sad.
By the way, the art he got from his grandpa has some nostalgic effect right? to
yes,
it.
Yes.
Motherfucker, I have paintings from my grandma in my apartment.
Well, the thing is that...
Those aren't heirlooms. They just loom. I mean, and they look gross.
Let me finish this and I'll give you my opinion.
Okay, go.
He stopped spending time in his room, barely talks to me, and even refuses intimacy.
Oh!
He acts indifferent and told me I
he
can
He gave
get-
himself coke dick.
He acts indifferent and told me I can get rid of a few things I kept. I am starting to think I overstepped. Did I make a mistake? I am considering apologizing and get his stuff back in his office. Yeah, you made a mistake. Yeah. A big one.
She's self-aware.
So, yeah, no, I feel bad for this guy. He went through a huge depression. And even though he admitted, he goes, I know a lot of the stuff's worthless, but it means
it's
something.
It's sentimental,
to me.
Yeah. At right. first, I was like, is this like a hoarder situation? But I was like, no, you got an office and a hallway? That's it? Okay.
She starts off with this guy.
He has one hallway, and
insane.
It leads into his office, and that is his section. He hasn't gone past his boundaries. The rest of the house, she is decorated.
Yeah, once you finish it, I was like, oh, yeah.
He's got an office and a hallway. That means she's got the bedroom. She's got any additional bedrooms. She's got the kitchen. She's got a living room. She's got a garage, if they got that. She's got the outside.
She's got a couple knickknacks of her own, okay?
Yeah.
I know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's got ridiculous. I'll bet she likes Fabergé eggs. She's trash. She likes stupid little ceramic little doggies and things like the little, you know, the little glass animals.
Unlike us.
Look like a third grader minimum.
No, but I feel like any guy.
Yeah, she ain't no connoisseur.
Any guy would have flipped out. And the fact that he just like held his composure and was like, I guess I'll get used to it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh my God.
I'm just picturing Eeyore, but in real life, oh, my grandfather's paintings are gone. I guess I'll go drown myself in the lake.
Oh, poor guy.
I'm glad you took away the 10 square feet where I got to express myself.
Oh.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. If me and my wife had like a house and didn't live in this dingy little two bedroom, and I had an office, I would be mad.
All these paintings would be gone because this is my stuff. And I know that he'd be like, this isn't, no.
As a connoisseur, my wife's paintings that she made are not fine art. And I would get them out of my office. No, they're great.
Nice.
They're great, dude. She crushes it.
Those are really good.
That's you should sell it to some guy's grandfather. You know what I mean? I'll bet some guy's grandfather would give you a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yup.
Oh, that's all her. Sick. Oh, thank you.
Yep.
No, but I feel very stupid. I don't know. I do feel like the only reason why everything's kind of just in my style is because he goes to work and I'm like, well, I guess I'll do knickknacks.
I did a paint by numbers during COVID.
That's the thing is I'm knickknackless and my grandfather didn't pass any paintings down to me, so I'm good. Like, she can put up whatever she wants.
Look, I have a butt cat over there, like right behind you. It's a log and it's a cat.
Here, show it.
It's a cat.
So, here's how little I care about the walls. I didn't notice this butt cat till now.
It's
been here for years, apparently.
My sister's, how would you say it? My sister's my sister's husband's dad made the butt cat thing.
Brother-in-law's.
So, yeah, brother. I don't know.
They have a weird poly relationship.
No. So, like... I don't know, when he thinks you're part of the family, he makes you a butt cat. It's funny.
Oh, that's cool.
That's worthless, but I like it. I'm like, I like the butt cat.
It's this is how little I notice things. I didn't notice. I've noticed the log, never noticed the butt cat till now. I honestly thought it was some kind of alt-right, one of those new kind of Nazi-ish things to like Zeke Heil, the cartoon Green Frogs on 4chan. You know what I mean? I thought it was one of those kind of symbols, and I didn't really think nothing about it.
Speaking of, this makes me think of my mom and dad. One of the forever things she holds over him is they were at a garage sale one time, and my mom saw this painting of a blue dog painting, and she goes, that looks good. That's valuable.
Well,
and my dad, it was $800. My dad was like, we're not spending
$800
on a piece of art. And my mom was like, Mike, I'm pretty sure it's valuable. Cut to... they come to find out that painting was worth $88,000.
No fucking way.
Wow.
Damn. Why did she guess that? Does she know, like, art? Or
I think she had, like, heard or seen something about it and, like, just kind of had a faint notion.
Wow.
And so she forever But my dad counters with, well, the amount of bad investments you have had. Beanie Babies chief among them.
Oh,
or as
no.
I call them, the Midwestern mom's cryptocurrency.
That's great. You would be better off investing in an NFT of a Beanie Baby than Beanie. That's pretty rough, man.
We thought that was going to take us to the tippity
top. I remember
that.
I thought I
was going to own property in Central Park.
No, I'm from Iowa originally. I come from white trash that
invested
in toys and shit.
The Princess Diana Beanie Baby? That was the one where you're like, you're going to be able to retire at 45.
Yeah.
If Princess Diana Beanie Baby.
Well, how many did they make of those?
A lot. And enough. You ever heard of the Dutch tulip crash?
The Dutch tulip crash?
Do you know that one?
No.
There was like a tulip crash in the 1700s. They became in the Netherlands like, oh my god, these tulips, and so everyone started making tulips.
I've heard of this. Yeah.
And so then I'm telling it so poorly. Everyone started making tulips, and then when everyone's making tulips, they're worthless.
Right.
So it was like that.
Like a fad and it's supply and demand kind of thing.
It was
very
poorly told by me, though.
Gotcha.
Because here's the thing. Here's what I see happening is a bunch of people ended up buying the Princess Diana Beanie Baby. And if you got a Beanie Baby, I'm so dumb. But if you are the owner of a Beanie Baby factory, you're going to be like, dude, let's fucking sew together a few more of these and not tell anyone we did it and just kind of quietly flood the market with it and make all the money.
Well, there's that Beanie Baby movie, too.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I watched it a couple months ago. It's called, the Beanie Baby Bubble.
What?
But yeah, there's a whole movie on it. And
is
at one
it
point,
a documentary?
Real actors.
Wait,
like
they made like a movie.
Yeah, about just like the bubble and everything.
I still want to watch it.
But yeah, there were points where literally trucks were being run off the road because people were getting Beanie Babies by running trucks off the road.
Wait, they
Beanie Baby Bandits.
That rocks.
God.
Just showing up with the cowboy hat and the bandana. just robbing the train.
Pistol for a plush stuffed animal. Oh, my God. I'm holding. Hey, I will.
That Beanie Baby Bubble.
Anyone listening, I will sell you all of my Beanie Babies at a really reasonable price.
Now, that's a movie I want to see. My name's Beanie Baby Bob. You hand over the babies and no one gets hurt.
Yeah, they just did.
So we need a college education going for our kids, so we might be interested.
Yeah, you buy them, I'll tell you what, your kid will be educated.
That's right. That's right.
How not to invest.
Yeah. Our descendants are going to be like, how do we still have this house out here in Long Island? Well, my grandfather, he robbed the Beanie Baby train way back in the early 2000s.
Yeah, he's robbed.
Buried the Beanie Babies until 50 years later. The old man died with the map sold into his cowboy hat.
You know what I think is funny about this whole question? She went to all this length to redecorate everything. She's like, he's going to love it once he comes home. Just to find out that he's never liked her style and kept his mouth shut.
Yeah, he's a man.
You know, he's just always been like, just give me my corner and I will let you do whatever you want to this house.
The arrogance.
Oh, yeah.
The arrogance to not just to go, you took out all of my favorite things and hid them in a storage facility miles away. Why would he, and probably just replaced it with basic Crate and Barrel chic or I don't know, or just IKEA stuff.
Yep. Notice she didn't say what she replaced it with. And again, I'm very, very suspicious when they leave out key details. What's your great stuff that you're a connoisseur of that you put in there? What kind of horseshit? I'll bet it's BB Baby. I'll bet she just nailed a bunch of Princess Diana Beanie Baby to the fucking wall. And he was like, look, they're collector's items.
Man. I don't know. I feel like it's hands down. You have to feel bad for this guy right away.
Yeah.
You know.
Fellas can't catch a break, man. I mean, what do you want? What would you wait? Let's say tomorrow you guys are given a big house, right? Just humongous house.
Dude, that would
what
rock.
Would you do with your own personal office room? What would you like to decorate it with? And you have a pretty much infinite budget, so.
Wow. I have no idea.
Fine
it's
art?
Like it. I don't know. It's just to be able to move in a space. It's so foreign to me.
Yeah.
Sorry. Maybe too unrealistic.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Honestly, if you could see the rest of our apartment,
we're like,
yeah.
What?
We feel like the old man in Shawshank Redemption when he got out and was asking permission to piss at the grocery store. You know what I mean? We're like that guy of space. We're just, you know what I mean? I saw an automobile once when I was a kid, and they're everywhere now. Like, we're that guy when it comes to, you know,
extra rooms. I feel bad because, like, when we have gone to visit my grandparents, because they have a regular house in Altoona, Pennsylvania, and when we've gone to go visit them, both our Chihuahuas and our 1.5-year-old has the same reaction. They just run up and down the hallways like, is this how you're supposed to live your life? Oh, my God. Wait, there's a front door and a back door? What? There's grass in the back?
What's this long, skinny room that connects all the other rooms? This is crazy. They got so many rooms, they needed a room to put all their rooms.
Oh, my gosh, there's stairs and they're not outside. Uh-huh. What?
The only stairs we have are the ones that the homeless men shoot up on. They have stairs within their homes, and they have carpet on them.
Oh, my God. That's really funny. It's such a foreign world.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. You are right. New York does make us real. Like, it's good to realize how much space you don't need, but, of course, it would be nice to have a little more.
That's why that reality series tiny houses just pissed me off. Like, it's like, there's a reality show called Tiny Houses. Oh, you need to live this way. It's for the environment. Just fucking move to New York.
Right. Just come to the East Village. What are you doing?
I'll show you tiny.
And also, any of those tiny houses are way bigger than any apartment you're going to get in New York City.
Right.
Also.
Right.
Which is, I get so mad when I watch that show. I'm like, stop it.
Tiny house. It's only 8,000 square feet. Like, fuck you. Fucking asshole.
I've only got room for 2 cars and a bicycle in my garage. It's so tiny.
They're like, oh, look, you're they're like, this table can fold up and now it's a bookshelf. I'm like, that's what I would also sleep on. That would be my bed, my table.
We don't have room for a table or a bookshelf. We have a coffee table that goes in front of the TV and we podcast.
What would you put yours in?
Oh, dude, I'll tell you exactly what I would put on. I would get paintings in that office of this shitty little two-bedroom apartment, and I would look at that, and it would keep me humble.
In here,
it would keep me grounded.
Here I thought he was going to say paintings of my wife.
Yeah, well, that'll keep me humble as well. No, no, I would get paintings that my wife made of my wife. I would get self-portraits by my wife.
Mm.
Boom. Boom.
Good answer.
That's what I would
do. Does that help the fight at all? Is he...
Huh?
Does that help him in the fight at all?
We'll find out when we hit stop. She got a podcast.
I love the idea that if you don't have a good episode, it makes it worse between you two. She had some good singers.
Yeah, dude, she smacks me around if I'm not fucking witty enough. And then the next day at work, I show up and I'm like, no, I slipped. You know what I mean? It's icy out. And they're like, Jake, it's April. It wasn't slippery.
She's got standards. Come on.
Yeah, well, then, if that's the case, you're in for a beating after the show.
Yeah. My boss takes me aside is like, Jake, you weren't funny on the podcast last time.
I'm not. I was trying to riff. I couldn't. I was scared.
I still had bruises from the day before.
That's so funny. Well, I would put a bunch of soccer stuff in my room.
My parents just commented, we're not your grandparents. I'm sorry. I meant when we go to visit my parents' house.
There we go.
And my 1.5, we visit grandparents.
Boom.
Sorry.
Boom.
But you kind of call them grandma in front of the kids.
I do say mom, though. I forget. And I'm like, but I do say grandma and grandpa when... Mm-hmm. But, you know, my kid can't talk yet, so...
Fair enough. Fair enough.
It's nice the family's supporting. They're watching, you know?
Yes, thank you for the family support.
Thank you for the support. I would.
They're like, we're supporting you. We're not that old. Okay.
I honestly don't know what I would put in the room. In fact, now that I think about it, Amy, when we first started dating, thought I was weird because I didn't, in my other apartment, she was like, you have nothing on the walls. You're like a serial killer. How long have you been in here? And I was like, 4 years.
It's like, scrawled on the wall, every dash for every day, like the prison in Mount of Conte Cristo.
There's a woman's fingernail pressed into this wall. What the hell is
can
this?
I tell you a quick anecdote about not how men don't design or decorate? So the fact that the guy did shows it really meant something.
Hey, that's a good goddamn point. That's a great point.
His granddad did, and then he kept it.
Yeah.
We don't design. We don't decorate. When I moved into my apartment that I live in, first off, I should preface this with this. I don't pay rent. The reason I don't pay rent.
What?
That rocks, dude. Rent is bullshit.
I don't have heat or hot water. Okay. So, but I, and I do a little.
Are you a squatter?
No. he knows I'm there. I got a key.
Do you have electricity?
not to flex on you, but I do. Okay.
Okay.
I have outlets in everything.
Okay.
Is it an old abandoned Blockbuster?
No. And I get all
they left the DVD, so it's cool.
Yeah, dude. I got Hitch on Blu-ray. It's great.
Director's cut.
Yeah.
You girls want to come back and watch something called Special Features? So, you ain't got that shit on Netflix.
But here's why I bring the story up. Is the people who lived in the apartment before me, or the it's actually Brownstone.
You mean the people that actually live there now that you're squatting?
Yeah, before. No, truly, though. You ready? Okay. It was a cult of Christian monks.
Swear to God, dude.
Who had the same living situation. They worked for the landlord in the way that I do.
See, I don't like Christian monks because they shave little bald spots in their heads, and I think that's cultural appropriation.
It is. Yes, I don't like it. Do you have a bald spot?
Fuck yeah, I do.
Tell us about it.
I'll do better than that. I'll show you. Bam! People listen to the podcast. Oh, God. That's why you gotta get on YouTube to check out my bald spot.
And so they had Jesus and religious stuff everywhere.
Nice.
So when they moved out and I moved in, they moved out because they had a mission trip in Africa, and then I got involved because a friend involved me in to live at the house. I move in.
How's Africa doing now that they saved it?
Better. They've saved it. And anyone who converts to Christianity is guaranteed to have a better life.
Nice.
This is a very...
Africa solved. Those guys had their back.
They're headed to Israel, Palestine next.
Boom. Boom. I heard good things are happening.
That's
over.
A really funny solution. They just need to be Christians.
Yeah. They just need Jesus.
They just need to, they just had Jesus.
I think reason y'all is so upset is because you have that shitty turkey bacon in your
y'all
breakfast sandwich.
Y'all just need Jesus.
So they moved in. They moved out. All the Jesus stuff everywhere. One night when I was living there, I went on a Tinder date. The lady came back to my apartment, and we were having tea in my living room. And then she just goes, "Oh my God!" And I go, "What?" And she goes, "You really love Jesus." And I'm such a dumb dude. I was like, what are you talking about? And then I look behind me. The bookshelf has about 50 Bibles in it. and she's like, and then I tried to make it better by explaining to her, don't worry, it was just the monks who lived here.
I'm squatting in an old Upper East Side monastery.
I'm squatting. It was a brownstone in Bed-Stuy. And then she's like, why? And I'm like, well, there's no heat or hot water. And it just, you know.
Yeah, don't worry. I don't love Jesus at all. They're Trump Bibles. I'm not religious.
So I couldn't throw the Bibles out, but I did donate them to a church.
That's nice, eh?
You can't throw a Bible out.
Yeah, I feel like I would have done the same thing.
You can't.
If they wouldn't accept it, I would just like leave it by the doorstep of a library.
I wouldn't have given a shit. I'm not religious. I'd have sold it to the church. I'd have said, come on, I know you're getting collection place money. You're not paying taxes on. Mm-hmm. You want these Bibles? Cough it up.
I'm not really that religious, but like weird stuff like that, I can't. I just can't.
It's funny. Like I come from a religious family, and like I spent some of the pandemic in Louisiana with my family. And it's like all like my mom's spare bedroom. It's like all Jesus pictures and family photos. And I was like, all right, lights have to be off to masturbate. This is weird. Oh, God. Too many Jesus pictures. He's watching.
See, I keep it on. He's got those rocking abs. Yeah. Huh? They wouldn't address them all sexy like that up there if they didn't want me to have a good time.
And they gave him a nice bulge and some.
Dude, they gave me anal beads and stuff. You know what I mean?
Before we go, I want to read Joel's comment. He said, I lived in the house for 20 years. The only wall decorations are posters around my music area. No family pictures or anything else. Boom. Yeah, Joel.
That's right.
Queen.
Yeah, I feel right. like don't, Work. Especially if the guy's not being a hoarder and he's being very realistic because he said he knows that the stuff doesn't worth anything, but it means something to him. Don't touch a guy's little corner. Like, just don't.
Yeah.
Let him have it.
She would be out of line. Amy would be out of line if she did this to my office, even if I just had one tattered Detroit Lions Barry Sanders poster from the 90s. I would be, let alone heirlooms from my grandfather. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm. I know. I feel bad. Anyways, I feel like we had a good podcast.
Yes, absolutely. This has been a great podcast, man. Thank you to both of our guests. Thank you to Hurricane Hope.
Yeah.
Thank you to Brett Raybould.
Hurricane Brett.
Yes, Hurricane Brett.
Typhoon Brett.
Uh-huh.
May I? Yeah, absolutely.
My Tinder profile name was Slight Drizzle Jake. It was for different reasons.
Anyway. Seasonal depression.
Yeah, we'll call it that. Get tested, everybody. This has been an awesome episode. Thank you guys to our guests. Thank you to our listeners. Thank you most of all to the listeners in the chat, man. Thank you to Joel. Thank you to Marlene. Thank you to Thomas. Until next week, like and subscribe. We are live every single Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time.
Slay.